When talking about the purpose of wisdom, Proverbs 2, 9, and 10 say, "You will discern righteousness and justice and equity in every good course, for wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul." Now, it starts off, it says, "You will discern." And that's kind of the main purpose of wisdom. That's pretty much why the book was compiled of Proverbs, is to give us discernment in some of our just daily situations. You know, there's a period when I was in high school where I could have really used some godly discernment, because I was faced with a choice that, I mean, it may not seem like that big of a deal now, but at the time, I was losing sleep over this. And what it was I was pretty active in music and theater, and I was in the show choir. And this particular year, the show choir, like they did every year, they went to a competition at Ohio Northern. And I also was involved in theater. I was in Midsummer Night's Dream, and I had one of the lead roles in that. And we took that to competition, and then Midsummer Night's Dream got high enough marks that we were allowed to go on to states. Well, the day they had states down in Cincinnati was the exact same day of our show choir competition. And like I said, I lost sleep over this, because I had people on both sides telling me how I had to do their thing. I had to go with them. And I didn't want to let anybody down. And there seemed to be no right decision. And I ended up going with the show choir because, you know, I was the president. I was a section leader. I was also a dance captain. I mean, I had all of these offices that I kind of felt like I needed to. So I think I made the right decision, but when I look back, I didn't really make it for the right reasons. And I caused myself so much grief because of that. The way I should have looked at it is, as soon as they were both scheduled, I should have said, well, where was my priority to first? Not which do I want to do the best, or which do I want more than the other one, but where was my devotion to first? You know, in the show choir competition, it's scheduled every year, so it was scheduled a year in advance. And from the beginning of the year, since I was in the show choir, I was committed to that date, and I hadn't even auditioned for the show yet. So looking back, I mean, I made the right decision, but not for the right reasons. I should have, had I had discernment, stepped right up and said, this is what I need to do, and this is why. And the verse says, you'll discern righteousness. Now, righteousness, it deals with that, you know, making the right decision on dealing with others, but it also, even, you know, primarily, it's making the right decision when it comes to God and what God wants of us. And even later, this is kind of cool, it says wisdom will enter your heart. So they put a link between discerning righteousness and wisdom entering your heart. And this is something that Paul saw when he wrote the breastplate of righteousness. Because what does a breastplate protect? Primarily, it protects your heart. And so what was the heart does in our body is it pumps lifeblood through the rest of our body. And that's what righteousness does spiritually. It pumps spiritual lifeblood to the rest of our spiritual body and to the body of Christ. So there's definitely this link of, you know, we pray for wisdom, we pray for discernment, particularly in righteousness and obeying God, having our lives align with what God wants us, how God wants us to live. And then that can pump spiritual lifeblood when we do this to the rest of the body of Christ. So that's my challenge to all of us, is to pray for discernment to make the right decision, you know, when it comes to other people, how we affect other people, but particularly pray for discernment and righteousness and aligning our life with Christ. And then we can have lifeblood pump through our spiritual body.